So everything seems to be wonderful, and they celebrate when all of a sudden there's a parade in the street and extras, and it turns out that the war has broken out.
Yes.
World War One. And there comes a, you know, crowd of new volunteers mm-hmm. who have enlisted in the war, and Sam immediately joins them. He's so happy in America, he wants to fight.
Right.
When he was, you know, aghast about his brother wanting to join the army in Russia, but now, you know, this is different because
sure.
America is like a father now. So he joins this. And of course, the happiness is dulled by this. And the next act is Miriam comes home. She has been working in an office, and she comes home when it isn't time for her to come
mm-hmm.
home. And she brings terrible news that she got a letter and Sam has been killed in the war. And the mother dies at hearing this
mm-hmm.
news. And Mike, her fiancé, has also enlisted and is also in the war. And in the meantime, Miriam has, of course, fallen back into her old ways.
Mm-hmm.
And when the mother dies, you know, this bad conscience and everything, you know, turns her over the hill, and she begins to laugh hysterically and turns quite mad,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, yeah, before I think they have gotten a letter that says that the village where they lived was overrun
mm-hmm.
and destroyed by the enemy. And so he thinks that Menuhin is also dead,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they haven't heard anything from Jonas, the Cossack. And now with the war, you know, of course, all this seems to be over. And so the old man, who has lived only by his beliefs,